Happy New Year, everyone.
大家新年好。
Instead of having a white Christmas, we had a white New Year.
我们没有一个白色的圣诞节，但我们一个白色的新年。
It's very happy to see everyone safe and sound.
很高兴看到大家经过这样的大雪，大家都很安全。
So once again, we come together and worship our Lord together.
很高兴我们再一次来到大家来到我们当中，我们一起来敬拜赞美我们的神。
Due to the snowstorm, as you may know, that we need to change our potluck gathering.
因为这个大风雪的原因，大家可能已经知道了，我们要改变我们聚餐的时间。
Maybe that's God's will for us to have a better preparation, so we may invite more people to come to this church to know Him.
也可能是神的恩典，让我们有更好的机会，我们可以准备好我们这次的聚餐，可以邀请更多的朋友来到我们的当中。
So we are going to have our New Year celebration dinner, which will be held coming Friday.
那我们会在接下来的这个星期五，我们会有我们新年的聚餐。
May you invite your friends.
请大家邀请你的朋友
，your coworkers，
你的同事。
As we come together, may we enjoy good food and good fellowship together.
当我们大家来到一起的时候，我们有美好的交通，我们有美好的食物。
And therefore, may you provide the best you can, so people can really enjoy the gathering here.
所以大家要是可以的话，可以带上你的最拿手的好菜。
And also provide the dessert and drink.
也可以带一些甜点或者一些饮料来。
And our church will provide all the materials that are necessary for hot pot.
那我们教会的话会提供我们吃火锅所需要的各样的食材。
So may we pray for the event.
让我们大家有个祷告的心，为了我们这次的聚餐聚会。
And I truly recommend, please try to make a phone call or actually invite your friends face to face.
那我也建议大家，如果要邀请朋友的话，大家可以用电话的方式来邀请他们。
Email it's more impersonal, but it's even though it's very effective in terms of numbers.
尽管好像送电子邮件好像很快，但是效果可能不会那么好。
As we know our Lord, He actually came down to earth and became flesh so He can touch us and He can talk to us.
我们知道我们的神他道成肉身降世为人，要来跟我们直接有美好的交通。
And as we are letter of Christ, may we do the same to others.
那既然我们是神所写的那封信，那我们要有同样的方式。
At the end of March, we plan to have a baptism.
那我们在三月底三月下旬我们会有一次洗礼。
So before the baptism, we are going to hold a catechism class.
那在洗礼之前的话我们会有纪要真理班。
If you do know anyone who is interested or moved by God's word and wish to know more about Christ, may I encourage you and also encourage you to invite your friends to come to the Sunday school class.
如果你知道有朋友或者是有同事他有圣灵的感动要愿意来接受洗礼，要知道更多关于神的道理的话，欢迎邀请他来参加我们的主日学。
The class will be held 3:45 p.m. on Sunday.
那我们的主日学的话是在主日的下午3:45。
And you may start coming, which we do have Sunday school right now. However, for the catechism class, it will be held on March 3rd.
那我们可以邀请他们来参加我们的主日学，我们主日学已经开始了，但是我们专门的纪要真理班的话是在3月3号举行开始。
Alright. And to have a better communication with the body of Christ.
那为了和我们主内的弟兄姐妹有更好的这个交通。
I do wish to somehow can communicate the thought, the direction of the church to everyone once or once every other month to you.
我为了要把更好的把教会的一些活动或者方向把这样的消息带给大家，我们希望通过电子邮件的方式，可能每个月一次或者是每两个月一次。
Yeah, however, I do not want to bombard your email, and therefore I'm going to have a sign-up sheet later.
但是我不想给大家送太多的邮件，所以我要大家自愿的话，我们可以有一个这样的一个登记表，如果你愿意的话，可以在登记表上填上你的电子邮件。
Okay, and before I dismiss all the children to your children worship, may we all read the theme of our church for this year together.
好，我们在小孩子去儿童主日学之前，我们现在读一下我们这个月我们今年的教会的主题。
All right, let's just read a Bible verse here. Let's all read together in English first.
我们先用英文来读先。
Which is printed on the front page of your bulletin.
那印在了周报的前面。
Let's read together. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
好，我们一起用中文的方式来读。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
May God bless the reading of His own word. Now all the children, you may go to your children worship.
儿童可以到儿童的主日崇拜。
As the passage we just read,
啊，就我们刚才读到的这段经文所说的那样。
Paul wrote, "We are a letter of Christ."
保罗写道说，我们是基督的信。
So if we are a letter, that means someone is going to read us.
啊，那如果我们是基督的信的话，那也代表着有人要来读我们这封信。
If we are a letter, we are supposed to be sent.
啊，那如果我们是信的话，那我们应该要不给寄给收信人。
And clearly from the New Testament,
啊，很清楚的在新约当中
，times over and over again, Jesus sent his disciples to the world.
啊，我们看到耶稣一次一次的把他的门徒差派出去。
Sending to the world doing what?
他把门徒差派到外面去要做什么呢
？And if we are a letter of Christ, we are sending out to the world doing what?
如果我们是基督的信的话，那把我们送出去要干什么样的事情呢
？From the New Testament, we realize we are sent to preach the good news, the gospel to others.
啊，那我们看到从新约当中，我们不难看到，我们被送出去，我们是要到普天下传福音给万民听。
So the next question is, what is the gospel all about?
啊，那下一个问题就是，那所谓的福音到底是什么样的含义呢
？The content of the gospel is that whoever is in bondage, they can be liberated.
啊，那我想福音的信息它包括的第一个就是被捆绑的会得到释放。
And whoever is blind, now they can recover their sight.
啊，那第二条就是瞎眼的会得到看见。
And whoever is oppressed, now they are freed.
啊，第三，受压制的会得到自由。
And whoever believing in His Son Jesus Christ, they will have eternal life.
那最后也信神的儿子的要得永生。
And therefore, gospel indeed is a good news.
啊，所以我们看到福音真的是一个好消息。
So if we are being called to tell people about good news,
啊，那所以如果我们被呼召要来把好消息传递给普天下的人。
This must be a very pleasant job, isn't it?
啊，那这肯定是一个非常好的差事，不是吗
？Can you imagine if I've been told by my manager?
啊，如果你想象一下，如果我的老板跟我说
，George, now can you tell all other IBMers there won't be any more layoff anymore?
啊，如果老板告诉我说 ，Hey George, 你去跟你的同事所有的 IBM 人说，从今以后 IBM 不再会有。Layoff 的话
，You work in IBM, you're secure for life.
如果你一旦在 IBM 工作的话，你一辈子都是 IBM 的雇员。
On top of that, you are going to get 10% increase every single year.
而且不但如此，你每年还有10%的加薪。
Wow, that's a good news.
哇，大家都可以看到，这是个非常好的消息。
I'll be very pleased to tell other people about this good news.
啊，我也会很高兴、很激动的去告诉周围的人。
Not only other people feel happy, I feel excited too.
啊，不但是听到这个消息的人感到很高兴，我也会感到很高兴。
Because this is joyful news.
啊，因为这是一个值得高兴的消息。
But now, when we preach the good news from heaven, we tell people you can have eternal life as long as you believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，但是我们当我们去传递属天的那个好消息的时候，我们告诉大家说，只要你信神的儿子的话，就可以得永生。
It's supposed to be a very pleasant, very easy job and very happy one, isn't it?
啊，这听起来应该也是一个非常好的差事，非常快乐的差事，不是吗？
It,
是这样的吗？
If that's so,
如果真的是这样，
we will go out door to door, knocking on people's door, on every single one of them right now.
啊，如果真的是这样的话，那我想我们真的应该出去。一户一户的去敲门，把好消息传给他们。
If that's truly so pleasant, we can talk to our family members, talk to our friends, talk to our teachers, our boss.
如果这真是一个好消息，令人愉快的好消息，那我们可以跟我们的家人传，也可以跟我们的朋友、跟我们的同事、跟我们的老师传。
It is the way it's supposed to be.
其实这的确应该是如此。
However, we find out gradually it is difficult.
啊，但是我们慢慢的发现，事情却不是那么的简单。
We hesitate even to a point we would like to ignore this calling.
我们有时候我们会感到迟疑，我们犹豫，甚至我们想推脱。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are afraid.
因为我们很害怕。
Because we are afraid with many, many concerns.
啊，因为我们害怕，我们有太多很多的考虑。
Because we have experienced them.
啊，因为我们有一些各种各样的经历。
Then we realize,
然后我们就意识到
，In the Old Testament, prophets were sent by God.
我们看到在旧约当中，那些先知都是神所差派的。
And when they go out and were sent by God and go out, they were telling news to others.
啊，他被神差派，把消息带给外面周遭的人。
And 90% of the time, they are telling people the bad news.
啊，他们在 90% 的大部分的时间，他们所传递的消息其实都不是一些好消息，都是坏消息。
And they received the calling and they went.
啊，但是他们有神的呼召，他们就顺服神的带领，他们去了。
And today, we are supposed to tell people about good news and we hesitate.
啊，今天我们所要传递的应该是属神的好消息。但是我们却还有很多的犹豫。
We better ask ourselves, what's the difference?
我们要问一问我们自己，为什么会有这样的差异呢？
People telling others about bad news and they went.
啊，先知他们去告诉人家坏消息，但他们听神的差遣，他们去了。
And we are called to tell people about good news and we hesitate and we think there are so many problems and we have so many concerns.
啊，我们受神的呼召，我们要去传好的消息。但是我们也却有这么多的犹豫，我们没有敢去。
I realize, because before the sending, before the service, we need to be prepared.
啊，我意识到，当我们被差派接受神的呼召之前，我们其实自己需要装备。
I realize Uncle Lin is a carpenter here.
啊，我们知道林伯伯是一个木匠。
May I ask you a question?
啊，我能不能问一下林伯伯一个问题
？And usually, when I cut off a limb from a tree, can I make that limb into a furniture right away?
啊，如果我们在树上砍了一个大的树枝下来以后，我们是不是可以把那个树枝马上就用来做家具呢
？Probably not. No, he shake his head.
呀，林伯伯说不行。
Because the wood need to be treated, need to be prepared before it can become useful.
啊，我们知道这个树枝它刚砍下来以后，它需要经过预备，需要装备才能够成为有用的木材。
Then we ask a question: How did the Old Testament prophet were prepared so they are ready and go out people and tell people about bad news and they are not afraid?
好了，我们来看一看在旧约的时候，那些先知他们是如何被预备来承受呼召的。
So perhaps we can learn from their preparation and may their preparation become our preparation.
我们可以从他们身上学习如何被预备、被装备，以至于他们的预备就成为我们自己的预备。
Let us read scripture from Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 8, which is printed on the back of your bulletin.
我们大家一起来读一下以赛亚书的第六章的一到八节，印在周报的背后。
Then may I ask, Yi Heng to read in Chinese in a responsive way, and the English speaking, brothers and sisters, may we just read from the bulletin?
啊，那我们用中文的方式来，用起音的方式来读。我读单数节啊，下面的会众读双数节。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见我主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下。遮蔽圣殿。 啊，我们大声一点，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。将炭沾我的口，说：看了，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Now, when we read this passage, maybe this is just a description just passed by our mind.
啊，当我们在读这段经文的时候，我们好像可能在我们头脑里面可能会回应出当时的情形。
I'm going to do an exercise here.
啊，我这里会做这样的一个啊实验。
I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, and I'm going to read the scripture in English.And I'm going to ask you to see the picture of what's going on here.
好，我要大家把眼睛闭上，我会用英文来读这段经文，让大家看看在你的脑海里面浮现了一幅什么样的画面。
Please listen carefully.
好，大家用心来听。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe.Fill the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, 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 God is the Lord.Almighty, the whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cry, I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips.And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sins atoned for.Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I say, Here am I. Send me. Now you may open your eyes.
好，大家可以打开你的眼睛。
Can you imagine the picture here?
大家可不可以想象一下当时的画面是什么样子？
Prophet Isaiah went into the temple and he had four actions.
当先知以利亚他来到圣殿以后，他有四个这样的动作。
Or rather five.
也可以说大概是五个举动。
First, he sees.
第一个是他看到。
Second, he understands or recognizes.
第二，他明白，他了解。
And third, he confesses.
第三是他认罪。
And fourth, he's willing to be dealt.
第四就他愿意被对付。
And lastly, he heard God's voice and he said, I'm going to participate in your will.
最后一个第五，他听到了神的心意，明白神的心意，而且并愿意参与。
Those five actions are the necessary elements for God to prepare us. To go out.
啊，我想这五个举动也是我们的最重要的要素，要需要神的预备。
We need to be prepared.
我们需要被神来预备。
An untreated wood cannot be useful.
啊，一个没有经过预备的木头是没有用处的。
Let us see the first action.
那我们来看看第一个举动。
First, Isaiah recognized God's presence.
啊，第一，我们看到以赛亚他看到了神的同在。
At what time?
他在很困难的当中。
In what type of situation?
是在一个什么样的情形中他看到的呢？
It's in the year when the king Uzziah died.
啊，是在乌西亚王他驾崩的那一年。
Who is King Uzziah?
啊，那谁又是乌西亚王呢？
Uzziah is a very militarily powerful king of Judah.
啊，乌西亚王是在犹大国历史中算是一个武功高强的王。
And finally, they have a king that are powerful enough they can calm all the nations down.
啊，终于犹大国他们有了一位强而有力的王，他们可以征战跟外邦征战。
And finally, he can go there and even conquer some of the land in Egypt.
啊，他们可以去和甚至于可以和埃及去征战，可以夺取些埃及的地图。
However, this year he died.
啊，但是在那一年他死了。
Do we have something or some people we trust and rely on as the anchor of our life on the earth?
啊，在我们的生命当中，我们是不是也遇到有这样的很重要的人，是我们生命当中的支柱？
Perhaps our loved one.
啊，也可能是我们所爱的人。
Perhaps our job.
啊，也可能是我们的工作。
Perhaps the nation.
啊，也可能是我们这个国家。
When all those big elements in our life, when any one of them is in trouble.
啊，当这些在我们生命当中如此重要的一些因素如果有问题的时候。
Anyone is going away.
啊，如果有其中的一个因素它离开我们以后。
Our world is crumbling down.
好像我们的世界就崩溃了。
Someone really have some great attachment, such great love with their parents.
啊，也许我们和我们的父母有非常亲密的关系。
As one person seeing that one of their parents or both of their parents, their health is decaying and going away.
啊，也许我们看到父母的身体越来越的恶化。
There's despair in the heart.
在我们心中可能有绝望的时候。
How come I couldn't hold on to them?
啊、我们会感到说我们怎么没有办法能够紧紧地抓住他们。
Perhaps this is your job.
啊，也可能这样的因素是你的工作。
Something you love.
啊，可能是你所喜爱的。
Something you find value in.
啊，也可能是你看得很有价值的。
But now you got laid off.
啊，但是很遗憾，也许你被裁员了。
The world is crumbling down.
啊，你也许看到那个时刻，世界好像完全崩塌在你的面前。
People in the land of Judah, they worry.
啊、我们看到在犹大国的人民他们很担心。
Now what is going to happen?
他们不知道前面会是什么样的情形。
Our strong king is dying. And he's dead.
他们看到他们强而有力的王已经死了。
What's the future of this nation?
他们不知道他们国家前面的方向该怎么样。
And at this moment,
在那个时刻
God showed up to Isaiah.
神向以赛亚说显现。
God is telling Isaiah,
神告诉以赛亚说
Don't think your world is restricted on this earth only.
不要以为你的世界就是在这个国度，在这个地上。
Your world is connected to heaven.
你的世界跟神国有联系。
You have a vertical dimension up to heaven.
你的世界还有在垂直的面上还有这样的联系。
And I am in control.
我在掌权。
God is telling you too.
神也是这样告诉我们。
Our eyesight think we live on this earth.
啊，我们也像以赛亚那样的想法，可能我们认为我们的世界就在这个世界上，地上。
Anything important to us is going away. We think our world is crumbling down.
啊，当我们看到有重要的事情离开，重要的东西离开我们以后，我们觉得好像世界在我们面前崩溃。
But God is telling you and telling me.
但是神告诉你也告诉我
At the time of despair、
啊、在这些紧要的时候
At the time of calamity、
啊、在这个很关键的时候
You think the world is shaken is crumbling down But I'm on the throne
你也许感到世界好像在震动，但是其实我一直在掌权。
God is in control.
神在掌权。
So we no longer realize we are limited to this finite world.
啊，在这个时候明白了这一点，我们就知道我们的世界不单单只是禁锢在地上。
We are connected to above.
我们和在天上的天父我们有连接。
And what Isaiah see is the train of his robe fill the entire temple.
啊，我们看到以赛亚他看到神他的衣裳在充满了圣殿。
What does the train of his robe mean here?
啊，那我们看这个神的衣裳代表了什么样的含义呢？
I remember when I was young.
啊，我记得当我还年幼的时候。
I was very short.
啊，那我个子不高。
And often time, I see all the adults, they are like giants to me.
啊，我看到那些成年人对我来说就好像巨人一样。
And once a while, my mom will bring me to, from Taipei to Keelung, another city in Taiwan, to go to her work.
啊，那有些时候我的母亲会带我从台北到基隆去工作。
However, we need to go through some busy traveling.
啊，但是我们要走一，就经过一些交通
very crowded place.
呀，一个非常人交通就人很多的地方。
And we need to go to a Taipei train station.
啊，我们需要经过台北的火车站。
But my mom, I couldn't see my mother's face.
啊，因为我很个子不高，我没有看不到我妈妈的脸。
So one way I will make sure I won't get lost is I need to remember the coat she was wearing that day.
啊，那我跟我妈妈出去的时候，一个让我确定自己不会丢跟丢的办法，就是我一定要知道我妈妈穿的是什么样的衣服。
Because when I see her coat, I know she is around. I'm secure.
如果我能够看见我妈妈的衣服的话，我就知道她在我的身边。
So all I need to do is just cling on her coat.
所以我要做的就是抓紧我妈妈的衣服。
And once I was so naughty, I play around, I forgot what my mother wore.
啊，但是有些时候我可能也很调皮，我就忘了我妈妈穿的是什么样的外衣。
And actually, I got lost in the train station that time.
啊，所以那时我就在火车站就丢失了。
I was seeing some people were selling stuff on the side, so I stopped and see what's the toys on the ground.
啊，我看到周围有人在卖东西，我会很好奇，我去看他卖的东西。
And all of a sudden, I couldn't find my mom.
啊，这个时候突然一下，我就看不见了我妈妈。
I couldn't remember the coat she was wearing that day.
啊，而且那个时候我也记不住妈妈穿的外衣是什么样的颜色。
But God is telling His people.
但神告诉他的子民
，I'm here.
我在这里。
My robe, the train of my robe, is going to fill your spiritual world.
我的衣裳要遮蔽你的属灵的生命。
When you see the train of my robe, you know of my presence.
当你看到我的衣裳的时候，你就知道我的同在。
Then you are safe, you are secure.
然后你就是有安全的。
And where did Isaiah see this?
我们知不知道以赛亚是在什么地方看见神的衣裳呢？
Where did Isaiah see this?
以赛亚在什么地方看到这一切的？
I'm asking you a question.
这是一个给大家的一个问题。
Where?
在什么地方？
Where did he see this?
他在什么地方看到神的这一切？
The temple.
在神的圣殿里。
Where is temple today?
我们今天的圣殿是在什么地方？
Where is the temple today?
今天的圣殿在哪里？
Where's the temple? Could you say out loud?
可不可以大声地说我们的圣殿在哪里？
心中，
在我们的心中。
Where else?
还有呢？
God say he's dwelling in us.
神住在我们的心中。
And also his church.
也在他的教会。
Are you feeling frustrated?
你是不是感到有很沮丧的时候？
Are you feeling the world is coming down to you?
你是不是感到世界好像在你面前崩溃？
You want to be secure, you want to be comforted by God's presence and holiness?
你是不是需要有安全感？你是不是需要神的安慰？
Where should you go?
那你该去什么地方呢？
Church.
来教会。
People ask me what should they wear when they come to church.
啊，有些时候有些人可能会问我说，你们教会啊，去参加教会聚会的时候要穿什么样的衣服才合适？
They ask, do you have a dress code in the church?
啊，他们说你们有没有一个啊穿衣的这样的一个条例？
I say, absolutely not. There's no dress code in church.
啊，我说没有，在我们教会没有这样的条例。
Whatever you feel is appropriate.
你穿你认为合适的衣服。
Whatever you feel is appropriate, knowing that His presence is here.
你穿你认为合适的，当你知道神就在这里的时候。
Do you want to see God's presence in shorts?
你是不是想穿着短衣短裤来看神呢？
I don't want to feel naked.
我不想。
We don't have dress code here.
啊，我没有一个好像穿衣的这样的一个规定。
But I have a great expectation each time when I come to church.
但是我每次来教会的时候，我期待有很大的期待。
I want to see His glory sitting on the throne and the train of His robe fill the entire temple.
我愿意看到他的同在，我愿意看到他的衣裳遮蔽整个教会。
And I'm not ready to be ashamed.
啊，我不愿意在他面前能够吃神肉。
Say, King, I'm not ready to see you today. Please go away.
啊，我不想对他说，我们的王，我们的主，我今天还没有预备好，没有办法来见你。
We need to be prepared.
我们要时刻预备好。
If we don't understand, we have this vertical connection to the one above.
如果我们不能够清楚地明白我们在垂直的面上跟我们的神有这样的联系。
If we think we are limited to the two-dimensional world,
如果我们认为我们的世界只是这二维的世界。
We cannot serve him.
我们没有办法来侍奉他。
We are going to encounter difficulties.
啊，我们会遇到各样的困难。
People are going to put us down.
人们会看不起我们。
I'm going to feel frustrated.
我们也会感到很沮丧。
I'm going to give up.
我们也会放弃。
Preparation number one.We need to know His presence, and He is sitting on the throne, no matter what happened.
我们预备的第一，要预备好的第一，就是我们要知道神的同在，神坐在他的宝座上。
Secondly,
第二
，Isaiah at the time saw what is the meaning of a true worship.
第二，我们看到以赛亚，他知道。敬拜的真实的含义是什么
？He finally and see the true meaning of service.
他完完全全的明白真正的敬拜侍奉的含义。
Angels demonstrate what is the true service and worship all about to Isaiah.
天使向以赛亚显示真实的敬拜该是什么样子
？Can you imagine？
你能不能想象一下
？When Isaiah is in the temple.
当以赛亚在圣殿当中
，He saw several seraphs. They were flying.
他看到几个撒拉夫，他在那里飞。
And I believe their size is about human size.
啊，我想撒拉夫他的尺寸，他的高度跟人可能差不多。
Do you know how I come to this conclusion?
你知道我是怎么样能够得出这样的结论吗
？Because one of the seraphs is able to use tongue to take the live coal and bring it to.Isaiah.
啊，因为其中的一个撒拉夫，他有办法可以用火铅加了一块火热的炭给以赛亚。
Now, can you imagine several human-sized angels with six wings were flopping and flying?
你能不能
Can you imagine the entire room they were flying all around?
你能不能想象在那个圣殿当中有这样的天使，他们扇着翅膀在飞来飞去。
Can you imagine the noise they were vibrating through their wings？
啊，你能不能想象他们翅膀震动的时候所发出的声响
？And we find out a very strange term to describe this angel。
啊，但是我们看到用非常奇怪的语言来描述这些天使。
It was described them or called them as seraphs。
啊，他被叫做 seraph。
And what does this mean？
啊，这撒拉夫有什么特别的意义呢
？In Hebrew means the burning one.
啊，在希伯来语中，它的意思是燃烧的意思。
Can you imagine the glory they were sending a shining light of flying all around?
啊，你能不能想象他们所发出的所有的荣耀
？And yet, even though they were so powerful, they are able to fly. They are shining. They are the burning ones. And yet.There's something about them.
啊，尽管他们是如此的有能力， 他们发出这样的亮光，他们也可以飞翔。
They use two wings to cover their face.
但是非常特别的是，他们用两个翅膀遮住他们的脸。
What's up with that?
这是为什么呢
？Faces.
为什么遮住他们的脸呢
？When you open your yearbook.
当你打开你的每年的毕业的相册的时候。
You will realize that people will put their faces to identify them.
你看到人会把他们的脸部的照片放在那个地方。
You won't see your yearbook with a picture of hand.
你不会看到你的这个每年的这个毕业册上是你的手或者头的形象。
Well, I dare not to go to motor vehicle say I'm going to take a picture for my driver's license here. Take a picture of my foot.
你也不会到 MV 去说啊，我的驾照要上面的照片，我用我的脚的照片。
Because face is a way to identify a person.
我想因为脸代表了一个人的身份。
The most glorious part.
也是人最重要的一个部分。
And yet, those glorious angels, they cover their faces.
好的，尽管如此，我们看到这些有荣耀的这些天使，他们
没有翅膀。They don't dare to show off their identity before the Lord.
他们甚至于不愿意把他们的身份在神面前显露出来。
And they also cover their feet.
他们也用翅膀遮住他们的脚。
What do feet supposed mean?
这里脚又代表了什么呢？
Feet means the ministries, the works, the services.
脚代表他们的施工，他们的服事。
The trace of our ministry.
也代表他们服事的踪迹。
Or sometimes when they serve on this earth, they touch the dust of this world.
有时他们在地上服事的时候，他们也会沾染到世界上的尘土。
And no matter what, they need to cover them.
不论如何，他们会用他们翅膀把他们脚给遮住。
Because before the Lord, all their ministry is not worth to be mentioned, or not even worth to be looked at.
因为他们知道，在神的面前，他们所做的这些事工其实都不值一提。
They serve with humility.
他们是有谦卑的心去侍奉神。
With two wings, they are flying, standing by the Lord.
他们还有两个翅膀在里扇动着。
They use all their effort to wait on the Lord.
因为他们在无时不刻的在侍立在神的边后边旁身旁等候神。
And others, they need to cover their face and cover their feet.
其他的翅膀，他们遮住他们的脸，也遮住他们的脚。
Angels are glorious.
我们知道天使是有荣耀的。
And they even cover their feet, their faces.
他们还要遮住他们的脸和他们的脚。
How about us?
对我们又不是，是不是也是如此呢？
If today I dare to say you come to church because I'm preaching.
今天我跟你说，如果说你们来教会是因为我在这里讲道的话，
I'm showing my face to the Lord.
那也就表示我把我的脸，我的身份显现给神。
And tell you what I have done, I'm showing my feet.
如果我告诉你我所做的一切的时候，也是向我对神来显露我的脚。
Angels are telling Isaiah, if you want to serve, let us tell you the right way.
天使告诉以赛亚说，如果你要侍奉的话，让我来告诉你正确的侍奉方式。
You serve.
你侍奉。
And cover yourself.
遮蔽你自己，遮盖你自己。
I cannot guarantee you that when we serve with humility and covering us,
我不敢保证说，当我们用谦卑的心来侍奉，把我们的脸给遮住，把我们的脚给遮住的时候，
God's majestic glory will show up just like Isaiah at that time here.
神的荣耀也不一定，我不敢说会一定在我们面前来显现。
But I can assure you.
但是我可以肯定的告诉你，
The moment when we show our identity.
但是当我们把我们的身份在神面前显露的时候，
The moment we seek for recognition.
当我们在那一刻我们要得到自己得到承认的时候，
The moment we shout out loud, Hey, it's not fair. I put up so much for the church. How come I'm not being recognized?
当我们自己抱怨说啊，真是不公平，我花了如此多的时间，但是为什么没有得到承认的时候，
Please make sure every single name is recognized, being honored.
请把我们所有人的名字都能够放在那个地方，能够得到荣耀。
And let's give them claps.
我们要给他们一些掌声来。
I can assure you, God's throne won't be there.
我可以肯定地告诉你，在那一个时刻，神的宝座必不会在当中。
Can you imagine a place, a church, where believers all come together and they sing worship and praise?
你能不能想象，在一个教会，在一个聚会当中，所有的信徒我们在一起，我们来敬拜赞美。
And God is not there.
但是神却不在那个地方。
What's the purpose?
那我们这样的敬拜赞美还有任何的意义吗？
It's just a hollow shell.
啊，这是一个空壳而已。
It's just a high-class entertainment.
好像这是一个很高级的一个娱乐活动而已。
Isaiah needs to know to serve. Need to make sure serve with humility.
以赛亚他知道，他需要知道我们的侍奉是要有一个谦卑的心来侍奉。
And while those angels were serving and waiting on the Lord,
我们看到当那些天使他们环绕在主的身旁来等候主的时候，
They say to one another,
他们彼此说，
Holy, holy, holy,
圣哉圣哉圣哉，
shook the entire place,
在整个 神的荣耀充满全地。
Can you imagine?
你能不能够想象当时的情形？
The placeThe earth was shook and shaken by their recognition and praise to God.
我们看到，因为他们的声音，他们对神的赞美声，让门槛的根基地都震动。
Today we are shaken too.
今天我们也同样也会有震动。
We are shaken and we are vibrated by our cell phone.
但是我们被震动的时候，其实是被我们自己的手机来震动。
We are shaken by the stock market.
我们被震动的时候，是被我们的股市来震动。
We are shaken by 401k.
我们是因为我们的 401k 的退休计划。
We are shaken by our school activities, by our friends, or by the movie I couldn't see.
我们也许是被我们看的电影，看到我们学校的朋友或者我们各样的活动来震动。
No, God is telling Isaiah, look, you shouldn't be shaken.
神告诉以赛亚说，看着你不应该被震动。
Your voices, your praises to God should shake the world.
你对神的赞美的声音、敬拜的声音，应该来震动整个世界。
You don't live on this two-dimensional world.
你不是在一个二维的这个世界里活着。
You recognize and you understand the Almighty God.
你认识到神，认识到神是大能的神。
Your voices, your praise should shake the world, not the other way around.
所以你的声音应该来震动这个世界，而不是世界来震动你。
During Columbine High School massacre about 10 years ago.
在高中的时候。
Columbine High School the shooting spree.
在Columbine High School 这个枪击的时候。
This horrible news shook the entire nation.
我想这样一个非常惨剧震动了整个的国家。
Yet there was one girl.
但是还是有一个女孩子。
Though later on was identified not the girl we used to know but another girl who stood up to the killer.
我们看到这个女孩子她能够勇敢地来面对这个杀人犯。
The killer asked her, "Do you believe in God?"
这个施暴者的对这个女孩子说，你信神吗？
The girl thought for a moment.
这个女孩子想了一下子说，
At the gunpoint.
她被枪所指着说，
And she said, yes.
她说，是的，我信神。
Our recognition to God's glory and God's presence.
我们对神的荣耀，对神的同在的认识，
should shake the world.
要来震动这个世界。
Not the other way around.
而不是世界来震动我们的心。
Later on,
接下来我们看到，
after what Isaiah has seen, what's happening?
以赛亚看到了他所在圣殿里看到他神的荣耀。
He said, "Woe to me, I'm ruined."
他说，祸在我要灭亡了。
Yes, indeed.
真是如此。
When we are under the light of the Lord,
当我们在神的光照当中，
of the sudden we see our filth.
这个时候我们就看到我们自己的污秽。
And we couldn't stand ourselves.
我们没有办法能够容忍我们自己的污秽。
You know, when the first high definition TV came out,
当我们刚开始有高保真的电视机的时候
And we thought about it, maybe it's a time we can buy one, purchase one, and bring it home and watch.
那个时候我们想说可能这个时候我们可以买一个高保真电视机的时候
And finally, we had one.
最后我们的确买了一个
And when my wife saw the TV,
当我太太看到电视机的时候
And she said, hey, that's no good, it's too clear.
他说啊，这个不好，这个电视机太清楚了。
Because I see all the imperfection of someone's face, all the freckles and wrinkles.
我看到很多清清楚楚看到很多人的脸上那些皱纹或者不完美的地方。
Can you imagine at the time when God's glory showed up?
我们能不能想象一下，当神的荣耀降临的时候
？And we see our hands.
我们看我们的手。
And we see our hearts. Please, God, don't look at my heart and my brain.
我们可能说神啊你不要看我的心也不要看我的头脑
All the filthy thoughts
因为我们还有这么多污秽的想法
All the filthy word I have said
我们有这么多污秽的话我们说出
Now being enlightened and illuminated under your light
我们在神的光照当中这一切都显明
And Isaiah say I'm ruined
以赛亚说我灭亡了
He said three reasons why he is ruined
他说了三件事情为什么他觉得他要灭亡
Because I myself am a man of unclean lips.
因为我是一个嘴唇不洁净的人
And I live, second reason, because I live among people of unclean lips.
第二个人说我又住在嘴唇不洁的民中
And thirdly, because I have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
第三他说我眼见大君王万军之耶和华
Not only Isaiah realized his own problem.
不但以赛亚看到自己的问题。
You know, he used to be a man if you read a few chapters ahead.
但是其实你如果读前面几章的经文的话。
He went around and telling the nation of Judah.
他到处说告诉犹大国说。
Woe to you.
你们有祸了。
Woe to you.
你们有祸了。
The way you have done things,are wrong.
你们的所作所为都是错的。
And I couldn't stand you.
我没有办法能够容忍你们的作为。
And this government got problem.
这个政府有问题。
This neighborhood got problem.
这个社区有问题。
Now when God showed up, say, no, I got problem. I'm the first one.
但是当神向我们显明的时候，我们知道我们自己才是有问题的。
So oftentimes when we have some glimpse of the scripture,
很多时候当我们在读这些经文的时候
We couldn't stand the value system around us. We couldn't stand other people.
我们没有办法忍受我们周遭的人没有办法忍受我们周遭这个世界的这个价值观
But when God showed up,
但是当神显现的时候
The first one who want to die is ourselves.
我发现我们第一个要死的是我们自己
Because only God can expose all the filthiness in us.
只有神才能够曝光我们内心中的污秽。
The second problem he realized, he is not only a man of unclean lips, but he also live among people with unclean lips.
那第二个原因我们看到以赛亚他知道不但他自己是口舌不洁净的他也住在口舌不洁净的民中。
He was constantly influenced by those people.
他也被他周遭口舌不洁净的人所影响。
We too, we Christians too, we constantly be influenced by others.
其实我们基督徒也同样如此我们也被我们周围的环境人来影响。
The way other people take tests.
别的人他们考试的时候的方式。
The way other people cut corners at job.
他们别的人在工作当中取捷径的办法。
The way other people do their finance.
或者是别人他们在管理财务的方式。
The way other people get on internet.
或者是别人他们怎么样去浏览网络的方式。
We do the same.
其实我们也是做同样的事情。
God said, you're not here to be influenced. You're supposed to influence others.
神告诉我们说我们不该被这世界所影响我们该影响这个世界。
Isaiah said, I'm ruined.
以赛亚说我要灭亡。
I saw I'm a prophet. With a title prophet.
他说也许我有先知这样的称呼。
However, I'm the first one to be condemned.
但是我发现他发现他自己是第一个会要得到毁灭的。
And now, God, the way God prepared Isaiah. Not only let him know he's a sinner.
我们看到神不但让以赛亚知道他是罪人，他也预备以赛亚。
He also telling Isaiah, you need to be dealt.
他告诉以赛亚说，你的罪需要被对付。
And this time, an angel, a seraph, flew before Isaiah.
啊，这个时候我们看到一天使撒拉飞到以赛亚的面前。
Now he just not just only flew. Can you imagine the glorious and burning angel flew in front of you?
啊，他不单单只是这样飞而已。我们能不能想象一下一个荣耀的天使，他闪着亮光，他在飞翔。
There's something else in his hand.
他的手里也拿着一个特别的东西。
A live coal from the altar.
是圣坛里面的火热的炭。
The reaction of Isaiah is kind of funny.
我们看到以赛亚他的反应是非常有趣的。
If someone is taking a live coal is approaching you, what would you do?
啊，如果有人拿这个火热的炭来靠近你的时候，你会做什么？
You probably want to get away.
啊，你可能会要躲开。
But Isaiah stood there.
但是我们看到以赛亚他没有动，他站立在那里。
Let the angel touch.
他让天使来触摸他的嘴唇。
Because he realized he's a sinner.
因为他意识到他是罪人。
He's a filthy one. He's not able to serve the Lord until his sin is dealt.
他是一个污秽的人，他没有办法来侍奉神，除非他的罪被对付。
And the live coal touched his lips.
当火热炭触摸到他的嘴的时候，
You can imagine what happened.
你可以想象一下是个什么样的情形。
I don't know you ever eat hot pot, right? We are going to have hot pot.
啊，我想我们大家都吃过啊火锅。
You know, sometimes we don't know the temperature until we scoop a soup into our mouth and we realize, whoa, it's burning.
啊，我们有些时候我们不知道这个汤有多烫，当我们只有喝到我们嘴里的时候，才发现哇，真是真非常的烫。
But it's too late.
但是那个时候已经太晚了。
It's already burned your taste bud.
啊，它已经。烫了你的嘴里的嘴唇。
All of a sudden, you lose the senses.
然后，因为你的嘴被烫到，你舌头被烫到，已经失去了你的知觉。
Perhaps you will last a day or two.
啊，他可能这样失去知觉会超过一两天的时间。
But this live coal, when it touched it, it left a mark on his mouth.
当这个火热的炭就碰触到他的嘴唇的时候，会留下一个永久的记号。
And Isaiah no longer have the senses.That can be enticed by the world.
他就感到他已经不再属于这个世界。
God oftentimes use such way to break us.
我们知道神很多时候用这样的方式来破碎我们。
In order to be His instrument.
为了让我们成为他合用的器皿。
The word touch is the same word being used in the book of Genesis.
啊，这个沾这个词也是同样的一个词在。创世纪中被用到。
If you remember the person Jacob,
如果还记得雅各的话，
he was a very able and crafty man.
啊，他是一个非常有能力的人，也是一个非常一个聪明的人。
And he can always fight his own way and try to overcome others.
啊，他总是可以想办法能够得到他所需要的。
However, when one day he saw the angel of the Lord,
但是当有一天他看到神的天使的时候，
and he wrestled with that the Holy One.
啊，他和圣洁的来摔跤。
And at the end, the Holy One touched the socket of his hip.
这个时候，最后我们看到是圣洁的摸了他的大腿窝。
Now he no longer can walk the way he wanted to.
啊，也就在那个时候，从此以后，他没有办法像他以前那样的行走。
And funny enough, he was used by God to travel all around.
啊，但是非常奇妙的是，神却差派他到处的旅行。
When Isaiah is touched by the lips,
当以赛亚的嘴被沾到的时候，被炭沾到的时候
，and later on he become a mouthpiece for the Lord.
他成为神的一个代言人。
Where God want to use you, oftentimes that's the place need to be broken by the Lord.
在你神需要在你身上所使用的地方，也就是神要破碎你的地方。
Maybe God want to use you in your computer skill.
也许神需要在你的电脑的技术。技能上使用你。
In that area, he's going to break you the way you use internet.
啊，在那个地方，他会要破碎你。
Maybe God wants to use you for your art, for your literature.
也许神要在你的艺术的方面、艺术才能方面来使用你。
For your singing.
或者在你的唱歌的方面来使用你。
For all different areas.
或者是你的各个其他的方面来使用你。
If you want to be used by the Lord.
如果你要愿意被神来使用。
That area might be broken.
那个方面就会被神所破碎。
But don't be afraid.
但是不要担心，不要害怕。
It's the part of the process of sanctification.
啊，这是一个让你圣洁的地方过程。
Because when Isaiah is touched,
因为以赛亚的嘴被沾到的时候，
he knows his lips now are being set apart from the world.
他知道他的嘴唇跟他身体分别出来。
He no longer can utter the gossips or complains.
他没有办法再说那些闲话或者说抱怨的话。
He realized from inside out whenever he touched his lips, he realized these lips are being set apart.
他知道当他手一碰触他的嘴的时候，他知道他的嘴已经被分别为圣出来。
What does it mean set apart?
分别为圣出来代表什么样的含义呢？
You know nowadays if you go to sandwich shop, on Route 9 or any place,
我们知道如果现在你去路上那些店里的话。
They have a very good practice.
如果你去那些快餐店或者 sandwich 店的话，他们有
一个很好的。They all wear gloves.
他们一个很好的一个做法，他们就是戴手套。
However, those people who wear gloves.
但是你也许注意到那些戴手套的那些员工。
They make your sandwich.
他用戴手套的手，他戴手套的手来给你做 sandwich.
And at the same time, they sweep the floor.
同样的，他可能用同样的手套也来去扫他的地。
And they mop the table.
他也可能戴同样的手套去擦桌子。
And at the end, they count money.
最后他们可以用同样的手套去数钱。
With the same gloves.
他们可能用同样的手套干所有这些事情。
All this regulation means nothing when they don't separate, they don't set apart of what they are doing.
所以所有这些规矩都没有任何的意义，如果他们没有分别为圣出来，分别出来。
All those regulation become shallow.
所有的这些规则都毫无，都是很肤浅，没有意义。
We church can have tons of regulations.
我们教会也可以有很多很多的一些规矩。
But if we don't set apart inside of our hearts,
但是当我们的内心没有分别出来的时候，
What's the difference?
没有任何的意义。
It's just a shallow outlook.
这些非常肤浅的一些东西。
And strange enough,
非常奇妙的。
After.And it's only after.
当这一切以后。
When Isaiah being dealt.
当以赛亚他的罪被对付以后。
His ears open.
他的耳朵打开了。
Now he can hear the voice of the Lord.
他可以听到神的声音。
And Lord say, Whom shall I send?
主说我可以差遣谁呢？
And who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢？
When we come to the Lord for some time,
当我们来到主的前的时候，
and gradually there is something changed in us.
我们知道我们的内心，我们的生命会有些改变。
You know the book used, this Bible used to be a closed book to us.
圣经本来对我们来说还是非常难懂的一本书。
It used to describe some very long history, it has nothing to do with us, especially Chinese.
我们可能会觉得圣经里面讲的很多些很古老的一些事情和我们中国人没有任何的联系。
But gradually you realize,
但是慢慢的你意识到，
you understand what's going on.
你开始慢慢的明白圣经所说的话。
All of a sudden you understand those words are talking to you.
你开始慢慢的明白这些圣经里的话其实是对你来说的。
I want to use an example from Deanna.Brother Truman's daughter.
我想用一下村民弟兄的女儿 Deanna 的一个例子。
You know, it's funny that a few years back when Deanna went back to Taiwan.
几年前很有意思的，几年前当 Deanna 她回台湾的时候。
And she picked up Taiwanese quite fast.
她学了很多台湾话。
And her parents didn't know.
她的爸爸妈妈都不知道。
And when they were back, Deanna one day told me,Uncle George, now I understand what my parents are talking about. I understand, and they didn't know I understand.
所以当他爸爸妈妈回去的时候 ，Deanna 告诉我说：“他说 Uncle George, 我现在能够听明白我爸爸妈妈说的什么话了。他们还不知道我能够听懂他们的话。”
You know, we are like little children in God's family.
我们就像神家里的小孩子一样。
When we grow and mature to certain point,
当我们能够成长到一个地步的时候，
all of a sudden we understand what Bible is talking about.
我们慢慢的，我们就开始能够明白圣经所要告诉我们的话。
Isaiah all of a sudden heard God's voice.
在那个时候，以赛亚他听到了神的声音。
And he went after God's heart.
他体贴了神的心意。
You know the conversation, God say, whom shall I send and who will go for us? God wasn't talking to Isaiah.
我们看到这里神说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？他不单单只是跟以赛亚在说话。
No, he wasn't talking to Isaiah.
他没有跟以赛亚在说话。
But Isaiah say, Daddy, I'm here, now I understand your heart.
但是以赛亚说，天父，我在这里，我明白你的心。
We are saved by God's grace.
我们是神的恩典所救赎的。
Yes, we guarantee have eternal life.
是的，我们会有永恒的生命。
If I go out today crushed by the car, I know next moment I'm with Jesus.
我知道，也许如果我出了这个房子，出了这个教会，我们被车所撞的话，我知道下一个时刻我就会和神同在。
However, that's not all what God is thinking in His mind.
但是我们知道，这不是神所为我们预备的一切。
God's mind is, can my saved people, can my children shepherd all the sheep?
神会想让我们被神被他所救赎的，能不能够成为别人的祝福，能够带更多人来归向神。
Can you go out and call the lost one? That's my heart.
你能不能到外面去，能够向更多的人传神的福音？
Now, if today you understand my message,
如果今天你能明白我的信息，
then you already hear God's words.
那你已经听到了神的呼召声音。
You already understand His heart.
你已经能够明白他的心意。
But do you have response?
但是你有回应吗？
No, when we grew up,
当我们成长的时候，
when we gradually understand our parents,
当我们逐渐的慢慢的能够明白我们父母的时候，
understand their concern,
我们能够明白他们担心的时候，
a good child who can follow and go after their parents' heart will say, Daddy, Mommy, I'm here, I can do it.
我们能不能能够体贴我们的父母的心意，能说爸爸妈妈我们在这里。
God, the Godhead, the three-in-one true God, they were talking, whom shall I send?
不知道三一的真神，他说，我要差遣谁呢？
May we respond the same way as Isaiah do.
愿我们也像以赛亚做同样的回应。
How can we be prepared to be sent out?
我们要经过怎么样的预备才能够被神所差遣呢？
We must first understand, no matter under what circumstances,
我们必须首先让你明白，不论在什么样的境况当中，
what difficulties,
不论我们遇到什么样的困难，
maybe this world is crumbling down,
也许这个世界在我面前崩塌，
we are connected vertically to the one high above, and he is sitting on the throne, and he is in control.
我们和我们在天上的父有连接，他住在他的宝座当中，他掌管一切。
So we are not afraid.
因此我们不需要惧怕。
So what just happened to me on this earth at this moment?
在地上发生事情对我们有什么样的影响吗？没有。
He is watching and he is in control.
他在看顾我们，他在掌权。
Secondly, we must understand what is the true meaning of worship and service.
第二，我们也能够知道敬拜赞美的真实的含义。
If we are here to seek for our own recognition,
如果我们要做的是要得到让自己得到承认得到荣耀的话，
and we are here to say, to express self-pity,
如果我们要敬拜，我们只是为了表达我们自己的一些观点。
And thinking, hey, it's not fair, whatever happened to me.
我们在抱怨说，这对我们来说是太不公平。
How come I need to do more than others?
我为什么需要比别人做更多的呢？
Look at how seraphs, how they serve the Lord.
我们要看看天使撒拉夫他们是怎么样来侍奉神的。
They cover their faces.
他们遮蔽了他们的眼。
They cover their feet.
他们遮蔽他们的脚。
And they wait before the Lord.
他们在等候神。
And we need to confess before the Lord before we go out to influence others.
我们也需要能够向神来悔改，当我们要想去影响他人的时候。
We must know we are not worthy.
我们必须要认识到我们真是不配。
I'm a sinner. I'm filthy.
我们真是污秽的罪人。
And Lord, help me.
主，请你帮助我们。
I'm willing to be dealt by you.
我们愿意把我们的罪来对付。
If there's anything happened to your life,
如果有任何的事情在你的生命当中影响到你的生命的话，
and you know it's from the Lord,
如果你知道那是从神而来，
though it's not pleasant,
尽管也许是好像不让人愉快的，
be thankful,
要有一个感恩的心。
It could be the way he sanctified you,
可能是神要借此来让你圣洁。
I realize I was serving the past,
肯定知道这是我们能够释放的一个途径。
Yes, I've been hurt.
是的，可能我们会受到伤害。
But I realize that's the way God sanctified me.
但是我意识到这是神让我圣洁的一个方式。
Do I trust others?
我是不是要相信其他的人呢？
Yes, God said, I'm going to use you how you trust other people. Continue to serve me.
是的，主说我要你用同样的方式也来继续的来侍奉我。
Don't you feel it's unfair that God has done this to you?
你是不是觉得好像非常不公平，神为你做的这一些？
It's part of sanctification process.
我想这是让你成圣的一个过程。
The wood need to be treated before it can become useful.
我们知道木头要经过预备，经过处理，才会成为有用之材。
And after all that,
经过了所有的这一切以后，
I guarantee you.
我可以保证。
Now your spiritual eyesight is open.
你属灵的眼睛被打开。
Your ears are open.
你的耳朵也被打开。
You can understand God's word.
你可以听明白神的话语。
And after hearing it,
但听到神的话语的时候，
may we all say,
愿我们都说，
Here am I.
主，我们在这里。
Sent me.
差派我。
Amen.
Amen.